Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Life Coach Radio Network. My name is David Frank Gomes and this is Frank Talk, the radio show about the art and science of a happy, meaningful life. My name is David Frank Gomes. I'm a co-active coach and mentor, and you can reach me at my website, lifecompasscoaching.ca, or on Facebook at Life Compass Coaching. I always love to hear from you if there's something about the show that's piqued your interest or you just want to have a conversation with me. And if you feel like calling in tonight, the number to call in is 646-716-9397. 646-716-9397 if you have any comments, suggestions, ideas, or questions. Okay, tonight we're going to talk about the holidays and how we can make our holidays happier, a little more mindful. So for most people, the entire season can become a blur of obligations and stress and overwhelm, and a great many people find themselves run ragged physically, emotionally, and spiritually, despite it being the most wonderful time of the year, as the song goes. But let's face it, whether you are celebrating Thanksgiving or Christmas or Hanukkah, whether you're celebrating something else or whether you're celebrating nothing at all, it's hard not to get trapped in the tinsel and the hype of the holiday juggernaut. And it often makes people feel quite lonely or fragile as they try to live up to this endless expectation of what happy holidays should look and feel like. So I'm going to encourage you to just take a moment right now, right here, to just breathe in deeply, a nice, relaxed, calm, deep breath. And I want you to set the tone for how you would like to experience this time between now and the new year. I'd like you to set the tone for what is really your sacred task for this holiday, whatever that might be for you, whatever it might mean for you. You know, we don't just have to follow mindless old traditions and customs. We can also begin to introduce our own sacred traditions into our own holidays. But I would say, above all, follow the speed limit. And during the speed limit, during the holidays, the speed limit is slow down. Because effectively managing the hyperspeed of the modern lifestyle we're in is stress-provoking at any time of the year, but the holidays elevate that stress for your nervous system, and sometimes people are on high alert all the time, unless you put strategies in place. And you often see people tend to have the same holiday experiences year after year, as if they're carried along on some tidal wave they have no control over, the holiday tidal wave. And think about the way you go through your daily activities. Do you allow enough time to get them all done? Do you do them with ease and pay attention to what you're doing? Are you constantly biting off more than you can chew and then not even chewing it properly? Getting holiday indigestion? Are you rushing around with a clenched jaw throughout the day and not even really noticing? Well, the only thing you're noticing is what's next on the to-do list, and you're feeling stressed and frazzled, as if there's never enough time. What we often notice is that the holidays bring out into full relief how we may often be experiencing our day-to-day life anyway. So the holidays is just like putting it under a magnifying glass, you could say. And so what we're exploring here is the power of mindfulness, a clear moment-to-moment awareness of what is actually happening. And we are exploring the idea that the holidays have to be a certain way for you, because that's just the way it is, and that's just the way it's always been. And the truth is, you get to create it. And you can follow the stressful script that makes the holidays so miserable for so many people, or you can write your own and start creating sustainable traditions. When you're constantly thinking about what's next, you're robbing this moment of its magic. And then the season is lost, no matter where and when you are. So Thanksgiving through New Year's is an interesting time to explore your relationship with just being present and with what your expectations are about life. People adore the idea of this season because it represents gratitude for blessings and spending time with loved ones and friends, good food and drink. But the reality of trying to cram it all in, and with joy, no less, can be a very different experience from the Hallmark postcard we've all been sold. And that makes people crazy, and it makes them feel guilty, and it makes them feel like there's something wrong with them. And then people, of course, leave the season not only in debt financially, but they've also spent their energy reserves without having gotten any love or joy out of it half the time. And then there's the food and the toy drives to spread the true meaning of the holidays, but often these events just become another obligation to fulfill rather than something that creates joy. And then from serving huge meals, complicated meals, to party hopping, shopping, as I said, spending beyond your means, overeating, on often eating food that's not quite right for you, the meaning gets lost in the mayhem. So how can you bring yourself back to the here and now and anchor present moment consciousness so you can rejoice rather than react? And really take in what this season truly has to offer? Take a deep breath, slow down, and sink into some stillness and silence for a few moments. You don't need to have a dedicated meditation practice to reap the benefits of simply taking 3 to 5 deep, conscious breaths a few times throughout your day. And that's enough to interrupt a racing mind and bring you back to center. Sometimes it's as simple as, for me, an example is sometimes I just sit down and just look deeply at my Christmas tree and the beautiful decorations that are multi-generational. We put pictures and flowers on our tree. And it's just such a beautiful thing that I enjoy. It's one of the most important traditions for me is the tree. And it's this idea of bringing nature into my house to celebrate something bigger than myself. So I'll often just take a moment to watch, look at my own tree and enjoy it. And just that alone calms me down. So when you take these 3 to 5 deep conscious breaths a few times during the day and find a touchstone, it's like taking time for yourself and for what's meaningful, so it doesn't get lost in the background. And then you can take time to see all your activities of the day falling into place with ease and grace and simplicity. And you can take the time to feel gratitude for all that is right in your life right now. I know it's not perfect. It never will be. But there's a lot of things that are right in your life right now. And this kind of practice creates an internal sacred space that can be the calm for you in the holiday storm. And it keeps you connected to the true meaning of this season. And if you have a family, you might make a commitment to truly enjoy being with your children as they bake cookies or decorate your tree or eat your gingerbread house or whatever your traditions are. You can unwrap presents in a more mindful way, one at a time, so that everyone can really enjoy it. You can allow their wonder and excitement to reignite your own. Even in traffic, the holiday season is an incredibly nice opportunity to be a gift giver. You can let someone in ahead of you in traffic, or give a wave when someone lets you in. You can smile at a weary sales clerk and understand he or she has maybe been working very long hours and dealing with a crazy public that hasn't listened to this show, and they're not practicing mindfulness or holiday cheer. You can walk out your door as a gift giver, like a gift giver. And you give the gift of your presence, which is enough to counteract the madness of the holiday season. And being mindful allows you to be present and awake in your life, and it can create a space for you to do all of these things and more. If you harness the power of your own intention, it is possible to actually enjoy these holiday weeks. You know, years from now, most people won't remember the stuff. They won't remember what they got or what they gave. But they will remember a kind word, a loving word, emotional generosity, feelings of appreciation. I'd like to suggest that the best gift you can give this holiday season is your presence, in your present. So just take a moment and ask yourself, what are your hopes for these holidays? Take a moment and really make them concrete for yourself. And even perhaps you might write them down and carry them with you. And remind yourself what you wish to be sacred for you during this special time of year. Now, often the holidays bring some form of a reunion with friends and family, and oftentimes we find they amplify old patterns, sometimes that have played out for years. And so I'm just going to introduce a few subtle and simple ways to create more happy in your holiday. The biggest single thing I notice about things like this at holiday time is perfection. There's so much perfectionism built into the holiday, so let go of that. You're not perfect, neither is your family, neither is the relationship you may be in. Likely it's as possible some of the people in your family are as baffled by you as you are by them. And that's okay. You can let go of the need for the holidays to be some kind of magical, perfect fairy tale. You know, holidays often become just an idea or a concept of what we think things should be like. And the spirituality of it flies out the window. And, you know, I remember from my childhood, there's the wonderful story of the Grinch illustrates how he changed his belief system once he realized he couldn't steal Christmas out of the hearts of the people. He realized the power was not in the presents and the food, it was in their hearts. And that was something they carried with them. So I say doing your best is wonderful. And as a coach, I'm always pushing people to push past their boundaries. But perfectionism is debilitating. And it sucks all the joy out of everything you accomplish, since a perfectionist can never be satisfied. And you know what it's like to be around a perfectionist. It's a real drag. They're often the folks that can't even take a simple compliment. So this holiday season, you can just be satisfied with how things are in this moment. And you can rejoice that there is always room for improvement. The second thing is I encourage people to honor the traditions, but expand the understanding. If we want to expand the universal truth that many of our holidays point to, then we can honor some of our favorite traditions and seek to expand the understanding of what they mean beneath the surface. It's about taking a moment just to enjoy ourselves and our families and to give thanks for all that is and all that we do have. Don't make it about a perfectly cooked turkey or an expensive gift. And if the holiday traditions you're engaged in are overwhelming you, then perhaps it's time to start creating new traditions based on simplicity and joy and sustainability, rather than making sure things are bigger and shinier and more complicated every year. If we're feeling the holiday overwhelm creeping up on us, we can always take a deep breath and ask one simple question. What would a loving person do here? You might even imagine some loving, saintly person and ask, what would they do here? What would love do in this situation? Maybe love would smile and go drink some more eggnog. It's easy to let things get out of control during the holidays. Overwhelm tends to make people raw and prone to flying off the handle. So a loving person would always slow down and ask, why am I here? What is the purpose of this holiday? The real purpose. It's up to us to infuse meaning into our holiday traditions regardless of what we believe in. Love is always patient. So if you can create a bit more space for yourself, you'll have more fun. And another thing is you have to give up being a victim around the holidays. It's so easy to fall into the I have to do this, they expect me to do this, or the I can't do this mentality during the holiday season. Parties or gatherings you don't want to go to, buying presents for people you don't know well, many more I have to statements come up at the holidays. There's a couple. The fact is you don't have to do anything. You're choosing to and using language that makes it seem as if you are coerced in doing it. So try this for one day. Every time you hear yourself saying or thinking, I have to, replace it with, I am choosing to. Every time you hear yourself saying or thinking, I can't, replace it with, I am choosing not to. You are fully in charge of your choices, so don't abdicate that responsibility to someone else or to the, in quotations, holiday season. Another area I just want to touch on very briefly is grief during the holidays. For a great many folks, the holidays are a time of sorrow, because some of their loved ones are not with them any longer. And so people can experience tremendous grief at the holidays. And grief could be said to be a measure of how much you love the person who is gone. So we could say a strong grief response is another way of saying that you love that person very much. But it's also true that love can evolve into a new expression, one that brings you back towards wholeness, connectivity, and unity. And we could say the deeper work of grief is to find a new way to love. It's an act of real faith to say, despite my suffering, I will remain loving and try to keep my heart open as much as I can. Sometimes I suggest to people that they could honor the person they've lost by making a positive change in their own life as a gift for that person. You can tie the meaning of their life and your love for them into creating something beautiful and new for yourself. That way you carry them with you as you create this new you. And while spiritual practices really can help you work through grief during the holidays, there are some key pointers that I'd like to remind you of. If you're struggling during the holidays with sorrow or grief, don't rush it. People might ask if you've gotten over your grief. It's not a virus, and it's not something you can get over. Give yourself time to move forward at your own pace and realize there will be times like the holidays where the grief will come back. Be gentle, not judgmental. Everybody grieves in their own way, and there is no statute of limitations on it. As long as it doesn't hurt you or someone else, it's part of life. You don't need to try and be your old self. You've gone through something and that old self doesn't exist anymore. By allowing yourself to feel your grief and listening to your inner wisdom, you can grow and transition into a new normal and a new you. And don't minimize it. Whether you've lost a pet or a parent or a spouse or someone close to you, it's a loss. I've known people who have lost animal companions who were so devastated that they ended up on disability. A lot of people might think that's nuts, but that's only because they don't have the same relationship with an animal that that person did. So, everyone suffers loss. Everyone suffers a tear in the fabric of their lives. And we don't need to minimize that. And we don't need to try and control it. Grief will come and go. And sometimes it really takes you by surprise. It's normal. Grief tends to come in waves. But the holiday time usually makes it more of a foreground energy rather than a background energy. And during the holidays, we all like to try and pretend everything is going to be perfect. So we try and force ourselves to have a good time and control everything, only to collapse in the new year. So if we're feeling grief, we can always stop and pause to remember. I'm a big believer in rituals, religious or personal. I feel they can help you connect to your loved ones long after they've gone. I'll just throw out a few ideas you could try or come up with your own. You can lay an extra table setting for your loved one during the holidays or on their birthday. You can take up an activity your loved ones enjoyed in life. You can use the time you spend doing this activity to remember or feel your connection with them. You can write a letter to them. And then you can burn the letter and visualize the smoke carrying your message to them wherever they are. You can light a candle in a special place, maybe some sort of altar that you keep for them. Pictures or cherished things that they might have used in their life. And anytime you feel the need, you might light that candle and have a little sacred ritual there. You could plant a tree or a garden and dedicate it to a special person you've lost. It's a lovely, lovely thing to do that. I know in our community garden we have places like that where people have planted plants and trees and dedicated to someone they've lost. You can make an annual gift to your loved one's favorite charity on their birthday. These are just a few simple ideas that can help ritualize loss and make it meaningful. And perform simple acts of kindness and dedicate those acts to the memory of your loved one. It's just such a wonderful thing to do. These are all wonderful rituals you can perform at the holiday time to honor those who are not with you. You can also create rituals for yourself around the people that are with you still and around what you do have. When you take the time to slow down at the holidays, when you take the time to give your holidays some true meaning, you will find that you have less stress, that you are not so burdened by perfectionism, and that you can truly enjoy the deeper meaning of what the holidays symbolize for you. It's up to you to decide whether you want to honor this spiritual festivity in a way that nourishes you or in a way that creates more overwhelm in your life. And I hope you'll find and use some of these strategies so that the holidays can nourish you and that you might pass some of these on to the younger people in your life so that they too can start to create traditions that nourish them. So I'd like to wish everyone a happy holiday season. I wish for you great good fortune, happiness and health in the coming new year. And as always, if you're struggling and need help in your life, please get in touch with me. I'd be happy to have a conversation with you. You can reach me at my website, which is lifecompasscoaching.ca. My name is David Frank Gomes, and have a wonderful evening. Thanks for listening. Good night.